What about a tool that you drive nails with, you call that?
Hammer.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Know anything about wagons? Okay, got a bunch of things I want to ask you. On the wagon, there's a kind of long wooden piece that runs between the two horses. Any idea what that's called?
Tongue?
Yeah. Okay, hadn't heard it called that though. All right, that's what it is.
Okay.
Say you own a buggy, these long wooden things that you have to back the horse between. Any idea what they would be called? Okay. Shafts of the buggy, buggy shafts, that mean anything to you?
Well, I've heard it, but
mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know much about it.
All right, say that for me?
Buggy shaft.
Okay. What about on a wagon wheel, the outside edge of the wheel, you call that the what of the wheel? That's the
rim.
Sure, all right. Or talking about a wagon, do you have any idea what the traces are? Have you heard that? Okay, well, there are these metal chains that what they do is attach the horse to the rest of the wagon. They come back and fit on this horizontal piece that moves kind of like this. Any idea what that thing is called? Have you ever heard of a single tree or a swingle tree?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you haven't heard of that, probably haven't heard of a double tree either. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, what about this expression? Say if a man rode by your house and he had a wagon load of wood, and a little while later he came back and his wagon was empty, and this just kept up all day, going back and forth with a load coming back, it was empty. What would you say he was doing all day?
Hauling wood.
Mm-hmm. Sure, okay. Say if I have something that's very heavy, like a trunk, and I might say, well, this thing is too heavy to pick up. I'll just have to across the floor.
Slide it.
Slide it or
roll it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? Like, you know, it's a trunk. You probably wouldn't
push.
All right. Or
shove.
Okay. let's see. How can I get you to say this? Or maybe if a tree falls down and is blocking the road, you might tie a rope around it and get off the road. Okay, D-R-A-G?
Drag.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, right, you say you dragged something today. Yesterday you...
Drug.
All right, and you have...
Drug.
Okay. What was that last
drug.
Name? Okay. Okay. Getting back to the farm, if a man was using animals, you know, he'd hitch up animals in order to get the ground on his field broken up, what do you call the thing that breaks up the ground?
Plow.
Sure. Do you happen to know any different names for different kinds of plows? Okay. What about something that could break up the ground even finer after you've plowed?
I don't know either.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a harrow? Hadn't heard of that. Okay. Could you say that for me?
Harrow.
On a wagon, the things that the wheels of a wagon fit onto, what would that be?
The wheels would fit onto?
Mm-hmm. It runs underneath the wagon.
Axle?
Sure. Okay. This thing a carpenter uses, it's well, it's a wooden frame. You could put two of them together and make a temporary table. That look kind of, looks kind of like that. A wooden frame. Do you have any idea what that would be called?
I call it a horse.
Sure. A horse. Have you ever heard people around here call it a sawhorse?
Yeah.
Same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You say that for me?
Sawhorse.
Alright. What about something, another wooden frame, but shaped more like that, like an X, that you could lay a log across and brace it, saw off a log?
Never seen that.
Okay. Sawbuck. Mean anything to you? Okay. Something that you would use on your hair. You might use a comb and a
brush.
Right. If you're using a brush, you say you're going to your hair.
Teeth.
Okay. Or you might use the same word I'm going to.
Fix. Brush.
Sure. All right.